had such a good time over the weekend. In fact, let's just dive right back into it because
it's the weekend.
There was so much quite worthy of this fantastic weekend. The Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. Big salute to the seriously. Like, we, like, doubled the population of Santo, Texas.
Don't you love that? I know.
That was fantastic at the Chickanee right off of the interstate there. And now we move on to our next tour stop location. And keep hitting up those Hank hometowns. Glen Rose.
Hey, buddy.
You officially on notice for this Friday.
Did you go Jorts?
I did not go Jorts. I could have, though. I could have. But I knew it was going to be... And boy, out there on the western side of the Westoplex, too, right as 6 o'clock was coming and we were wrapping things up there, that Santo sunset was just gorgeous. Mm. And then it dropped like 15 degrees, it felt
okay,
like. So
yeah,
I'm glad the Jorts were not in play right there. I think the Jorts may be retired until a springtime festivity.
I'm a little offended that never invited to be on the cowgirl in the closet with your fashion prowess.
Well...
I think a wrong has been done here.
Is it still going on?
I don't know.
Okay.
Honey, are you down there?
I'm sure she'll be fine. I don't know. At least one of us is getting funding. But past that, big weekend over there at the Bailey Bobs, Caitlin Butts, Ian Munson. Man, she just signed a record deal, too, and she's doing quite well.
She is not AI.
No, completely not. We will line up a lot of the big old sports news when it came to college. High school football, volleyball, semifinals, and state finals underway. So we will line all that up next, plus the winner of our big old season-long Spirit Award. That coming up next. But as we mentioned, Cowboys Post Malone will be halftime at the Thanksgiving game, but they take on the Raiders tonight. Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, we're going tonight to the Super Bowl. I wore my Dallas Cowboys shirt for the occasion. I decided to switch it up a little bit.
It's possible.
We need all the help we can get.
If they can get tickets. Elsewhere over the weekend, over there on the Dallas side, the Cotton Bowl had the weirdest amalgamation. It was to celebrate United. They had a weird amalgamation of concert lineup people. Blake Shelton was there.
Yeah.
And then he essentially opened up for Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
The tour you never knew you wanted. Elsewhere, a lot of Hank fans out there, the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks. I don't know if there were at the Great Granberry Cleanup. That was underway.
Oh, that's nice.
I asked them to swing by and see if they'd help out, but no.
Oh.
A lot of holiday things. A lot of the lights shows started up. A lot of the, the Gaylord Texan. They launched Ice, doing Elf this year. And then while you were out, the 79th annual, and it's up right now. Christmas tree there in Sundance Square.
Oh.
It is 86 feet tall. That is, I believe, taller than last year. I think last year was an 82-footer.
Look at us go. That's 5%. I mean, is it tariffs? Inflation? It's got to be bigger.
I think it definitely may be inflation because the tree, remember last year, we were gawking at the height of it.
Yeah.
And this is even taller, nearly 90 feet. But last year, it was very... very spacey.
That's right, sparse. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we
need to fill the holes.
Really big ornaments to cover up some of the. This one looks a lot fuller.
Okay.
Fuller. You know, last year was the whole Wegovy trend, and Ozempic was just getting underway.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think the tree went a little nuts with it. So I think we're better this year. I don't know. Oh, now that you're back, though, what in the world did you do?
Well, I wasn't feeling too hot. I don't know if Nana was contagious, but so I was kind of laying awake in the middle of the night, and I realized that the algorithm was in full swing. I was doom scrolling, and guess what kept popping up? Do-it-yourself weddings. I've got so many ideas for you, KB, because I know you need more of them with all these women in your life now. There was florals, there was dresses, there was patterns, there was foods. I also found out that I need a Dateline NBC binder just in case anything happens to me.
Okay.
So I'm excited about making that. And the real action over the weekend at the Lee compound was the dance recital for this evening.
Oh, very nice.
First time ever. We've got two. So my mini-me, she's in two dances. So she not only needs leggings, she needed joggers. So we had to go to 14 stores to figure all this out. Meanwhile, my son, I think he's going to be the only boy in the production. and perhaps the only one with Down syndrome. So there's going to be a lot of layers going on here. We're very excited. I know. How about you?
Holiday spirit friendly reminder is that the Fort Worth Parade of Lights, now that we got the big old tree in Sundance Square, Parade of Lights.
Yeah.
That will be back on Sunday in downtown Cowtown, too. And we'll be once again announcing the parade right there on our little corner. I got to figure out the intersection or something like that. Actually, we haven't gotten one email about it, but I'm assuming we're doing it.
It's on the calendar. I saw it was on the schedule.
Me and the fiance, Elle, which, by the way, at 7:47, coming up on the way when we get Elle from the ranch on our radio, we finally have a wedding date.
Ooh, and she'll still be your fiance this Sunday, right?
A wedding location.
Okay.
And a bit more to it. That's all on the way. 7:47. The announcement. The invitation. Provided she's still my fiance by this Sunday.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Heather Lee.